Episode 1.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
This episode was unbelievable. What happened in it was just, it transcended. Yeah. It was more than a podcast, I feel like. I feel like it was like,
it was
borderline,
church.
It was borderline a 3D HD television slash movie experience.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it was a religion?
I would say, I think it really was church. I think it was temple. Yeah. I think it was synagogue and mosque.
I think this episode was
indeed
mosque.
I'll take you to church.
All right. Well, things got real. Enjoy.
If I Were You, it's a podcast where they answer questions. You got Jake and Amir, and you know they're such a blessing. If you want some advice, here's the place, and it's true. Well, they might answer back with a
yo, do you?
Here's the cheese. Kill yourself in a Starbucks. They'll put you on blast if you're coming up on hard luck. Last thing, here's the email. It's the bomb. If I Were You show at gmail.com.
That's true, man. Our email address
is
our email
bomb.
Address is the bomb, don't
yeah,
you think?
You idiot.
The best part of the show is our email address.
Thanks, Mike Graham. You jerk.
He did good.
And
no,
he insulted us.
He
no,
insulted
he did not
us
insult
when
us.
When he said that we put people on blast when they're in a dire situation or whatever he
that's,
said.
That's true. We do put them on blast and they are in a dire situation.
Fine.
Our email address is the bomb. It's ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Thanks, buddy.
That was good. I like piano and rap.
It's cool.
Rappers don't really do that.
They don't do it enough.
Yeah, I can't see Marshall just sitting at a concert.
You know
piano.
Why? Because that actually Fabulous made Ray J mad when he
oh,
said
really?
That Fabulous looked like a F at yeah. Mayweather's pad when he played piano.
Oh, man, oh, man. That was a 24/7 special on the cable channel.
Right, because I went on the radio the very next day.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Lyrics
Ray
coming at
it,
you
whatever.
At supersonic speed. Of course. Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
We should, in one of the episodes, I should do the fast rapping part.
Yeah. Can you do it now?
I could do it now, but I fear that it won't be impressive without
like the actual song in the background.
Right.
Yeah, if I do it,
Maybe at our live podcast. Is this coming out after the live podcast?
I think so.
So maybe we'll have already done it.
Yeah, how exciting is that?
Remember that one?
That it already happened, but not released yet? Try to follow that timeline. How are you feeling? Hand down the pants. One button open on the shirt, or one button shut on a shirt.
One button done.
Yeah, and it's really, it's odd. It's not the button you would expect. It's probably the least popular one button done on a shirt.
Yeah.
It's like the third button down.
I see, I understand
so
that.
So it's two buttons open, one button done, then four buttons open. No, Can I take a picture?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, just in case we want to like post it online. It's kind of a fun visual, because people don't know what I see. All right. Got it.
Cool.
Your eyes are closed. You don't even know when I'm taking the photo and your eyes are closed. You're so bad at keeping your eyes open.
I know. Wait, don't take it yet. Don't take it yet.
Why? Because you want to flex?
I want to not be smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, right. Flex. I'm flexed right now anyway.
All right. That's as good as it's going to get.
No, please.
I already took it. We're back in your cabin.
On,
what, dude. You want another photo?
Yeah,
Jesus,
I really do.
Christ, dude.
don't take it while I'm laughing.
All right. This is so dumb. It's already been 45 minutes. We have to take a photo. All right, ready?
No, I'll never be able to do it now.
Got it. We had a bet, an Instagram bet, or an idea for stakes for a bet, where the loser has to post a selfie on Instagram.
Right.
So if you lose, I get to choose the photo of you and the caption.
Right. Would you choose this photo? Well,
no,
it's not a selfie.
No. Yeah. Okay. One, it's like, this picture is too silly. I would want it to like seem so natural.
Right.
Like you actually did it. And the caption couldn't be a joke, because I would have to make it seem like you wanted to do that too.
I would, yeah, I think this is sad, like two hashtags.
Yeah.
I want new followers, but I don't want to like... But I'm a little too insecure to do more than that.
Yeah, like hashtag selfie Sunday, hashtag I don't know what the other one would be.
Hashtag likes for likes.
What does that mean?
I think that's like, if you like my photos, I'll like yours or something.
Oh, that's good. People get mad at me for not liking their photos on Instagram. I've had two separate friends that don't necessarily talk to each other come like address the fact that I comment on their photo, but not like it. Like that was a huge slap in the face.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm not allowed to comment on a photo and without liking it first.
That's interesting. I wouldn't care at all.
I'm going to put Jesse on blast.
Jesse?
He's earned it.
I can't believe that he'd be the one.
Yeah.
That he noticed.
He also has a private Instagram account.
Oh, wow. So he really, the quality of likes and comments do really mean a lot to him.
Yeah, because it's
I understand.
But I'm like, if you want more likes, why don't you open it?
Does he want more likes? He's like, no one likes my
stuff. He wants less people to view his photos and more people to like them.
That makes no sense.
So what? Oh, this show. How does it work? People email us, ifireshow@gmail.com,
and
they want our advice. Is that okay to say?
I think that's okay to say.
You think that's fair?
Is that all right?
Is that legally
binding? Am I overstepping?
My bounds?
To say...
And then we read these emails and try to offer them advice.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Sure.
So, shall we get started? Can I read this email?
Let's do it, baby.
I need a name. I need a name. I got a name. Like a vine G vine in a winding road. I've got a name. Oh, remember the one where we answered questions and sang a song about them?
Yeah, that was nice.
Should we do that this time? Where's your guitar?
Downstairs.
Should we do that?
Yeah, you want me to go grab it?
Okay, I'll edit it so it's like as if you just got it right.
Snap my fingers. Here we go. Like a genie.
You hit my computer off the bed.
I break my ankle running downstairs.
I got it.
Oh my God, that was so fast.
Instantaneous.
You snapped, and then 2 seconds later, you were back with the guitar, and it was in tune.
Crazy. It was in tune, too.
All right, let me read this question. Let's say this is from Lisa Loeb.
Love it.
Lisa Loeb writes, so here's my problem. I'm a 19-year-old girl from the UK, and I've just started my first year of university. My boyfriend is 18 and in his final year of college, about an hour and a half away from me. We've been together for nearly 6 months, and everything is going really great despite being long distance. I can honestly say it's the best relationship I've ever been in, except for one little thing. My boyfriend and I are both musicians. I'm a singer and he's a drummer, and we also both play guitar. We were in the same music class at college, which is how we met, but when I went to university, he stayed on to take another year, which happens quite a lot. The thing is this. Since the beginning of the year, my boyfriend has made a real impression on the first year girls. When I went to visit him at college one time, they actually screamed his name when he walked past, and apparently that happens a lot. We also went to a firework display together, and a group of girls started screaming his name and ran over and literally threw themselves into his arms. I love my boyfriend, and I trust him completely. I just want to know, when we go out in public, how do I deal with these groupies? Any help would be much appreciated. Thanks, guys. Lisa Loeb. She's dating a hot musician.
Yeah.
And then all the girls love him.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, you can't... I feel like you can't be mad at him. You can't get jealous.
That's true. Because all that happens when you look jealous is like, wow, all these hot girls love me and my girlfriend's mad at me all the time.
Yeah, I think I prefer to be with the groupie.
Yeah, because they're not jealous of me.
Yeah, they're better than you.
So, but I've seen this movie before.
Which is what?
He's gonna fade away. It's over.
Because he's a hot musician?
I don't think it's going to last.
Because he's too hot?
He's too hot.
So you're saying it's possible to have a boyfriend that's too hot. You want to go a little under the hottest person you can get.
I just don't think you want to date somebody that's just for the first time coming into their hotness.
Oh.
Because they're going to inevitably want to explore that. And why shouldn't they?
Yeah, they've earned it.
I don't know. It's just a little... I don't want to say romance is dead, you know? I don't want to not believe in it. But I just think he's first time he's in college, for the first time he's getting attention from these girls.
Yeah.
He might be interested. It might not just be how do I act around these girls? It's how is he going to act around these girls when I'm not here?
But you got to realize that, what if they actually are girls that he's not interested in?
Right, or they're just fans of his music. Maybe they don't want to bone him.
No, it's probably fans of him. But you got to be able to trust your boyfriend enough to not bone them, right?
Well, I guess I would talk to him and see what his attitude is. And you'd be do you actually secretly want to have sex with all these people?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. Thanks for asking. I can't believe I cannot tell a lie.
All right.
Yeah,
so now we're done.
Secretly do want to have sex.
You know,
with
I have lots of boy fans back at my home.
I mean, we have fans, and you don't go around boning every one of them.
Yes, I do.
I've boned everyone from Timbuktu to Toronto and back. Isn't it the same thing? I mean, fans are fans, and I mean, I guess your boyfriend could have a crush on anybody.
No, it doesn't, nobody's nobody, and then some people are really hot, and you want to fuck them. And and then you're like, oh, this girl's hot, and now she's a fan, so now it's going to be easy, so now I really want to do it.
Right.
And that's probably what he's thinking.
Because he's a guy.
Because he's a monster like me.
Everybody is. I think that if you really want to play it cool, you got to just act like it's no big deal. Even if it is kind of a big deal.
That's the song.
Yeah. What? Oh, act like it's no big deal? Holy shit. What's this is happening.
If you want to play it cool, just act like it's no big deal. Even if it is, but then it's cool.
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't act like it's a big deal, cause it's not, it's small like a McDonald's meal. 99 cents, it's a penny less than a dollar, so don't make sure he doesn't holler. He'll trust you if you trust him back. Just give him a little slack. Don't tighten the leash or a Big Mac. Trust me, it's like eating a Happy Meal. It fills you up, but it doesn't leave you feeling good. That's right. Jealousy rots away at your relationship a lot like a McDonald's Happy Meal will over time. Of course, it seems like it's a fine thing at first, but over time, you're going to feel nauseous and angry, and you'll have diarrhea. That's right. That's how the metaphor works. So act like it's no big deal. Act like a no big deal. No big deal. No big deal.
Break up with him.
Yep.
Don't do it. This is the one time I'm saying don't break up. He's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you're not just doing jealous. Anything That's wrong. True.
Yeah.
She's just jealous. He's not doing anything wrong. You're just jealous.
She's not even jealous. She's just saying, how do I react?
She's jealous.
Otherwise, she
wouldn't have wrote in if she wasn't jealous.
Don't worry. It's no.
It's actually another song I wrote called You're Just Jealous.
It's actually about an ex that I had already written.
Yeah, I got groupies. Yeah, they're floozies.
We're going to go to the movies.
And I don't care what you tell us because you're just jealous.
Act like it's no big deal. That's my advice. You got to act cool. But maybe that's just me. You say you like jealousy a little bit in girls?
I like it a little bit. I think a tiny little bit of jealousy is healthy. Like,
sure.
If somebody's jealous all the time, it's a turnoff. But right. If I hear a girl be like, I'm jealous, like, oh, I hate that person, I'm jealous of that person, then I'm like, oh, you like me. That's right. Cool. You're like keeping an eye out. But not like I'm jealous of every. I'm jealous of when you talk to your sister on the phone because it's like taking time away from me.
That's a scary amount.
Right.
Yeah. Because what if she thinks you want to fuck your sister?
Of course.
Of course. That's totally understandable.
Then I would think she was insane. And that'd be extra hot, actually.
Here's the theory. Not a theory, but my thought on jealousy. How do I phrase this? When I talk to somebody that I'm not interested, I know that I don't feel anything, but a girl that I'm seeing might not understand, or they can't feel what I feel.
Right.
So in their brain, I could have a secret crush on this person. Mm-hmm. I could be physically attracted to them, when in fact I feel nothing at all. So when I talk to some ladies and I feel nothing at all, I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. And then it's like, oh, why were you talking to this person? It makes me feel uncomfortable. And I'm like, why? I don't understand. Don't you know what I feel like exactly? And I feel like if you have a lot of faith in someone, they sort of know, or they understand that you don't feel anything for other people. What do you think about that?
You think you'd never feel anything for anybody that you talk to?
No.
I disagree. I think that sometimes you do. I think sometimes you're talking to like attract. You've had crushes on people before while you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that's normal and that's healthy and that's fine.
Sure.
And as long as you're not, I just think it's less about like you be in my head and know that I didn't feel anything. But sometimes I do, but usually I don't. And that time I didn't. You're not in my head.
Yeah.
I think all you can do is be like, you trust me to never take anything too far.
Right.
So if I'm flirting with somebody in like a completely normal way, like trust me that I know the lines that I shouldn't cross.
Right.
I think that's more of like you're not in my head, but more like
trust me to cut it off.
You know I'm a good dude,
real.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I'm not going to do anything that wrong.
Right. But then all that's like sort of lets jealousy come in because of course, like if you're talking to a girl and you're smiling and flirting and they know you're not going to like go sneak around and fuck her.
Right.
But you're like still, oh, Amir's getting like a tiny little boner in his pants
yeah.
right now. Just the softest half chub.
Yeah.
Just
because
by
I'm
like
smiling
her grazing
at
his
yeah.
arm during this drink. And you're like, no, you don't, that girl doesn't get to give you that pleasure. You don't get to get pleasure out of this interaction.
The half chub.
I'm going to take you away.
The problem is other past boyfriends ruin it for future boyfriends. Like if a girl's been cheated on a bunch, she has no reason to trust. It's hard to like start with a blank slate every time.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, all boys will
That's
cheat.
That's true. A lot of people are, you know, the sum of all their dating experiences.
Yeah. Fuck. You're ruining it for me.
Because I'm a cheater?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should just be cheating. It's so fun.
Yeah, I might as well. If I'm already assumed guilty, I might as well commit the crime.
There you go.
Nah, I'm too scared to cheat. I don't think I'm a good guy for not cheating. I think I'm just a huge
You're
scared.
A pussy.
Yeah, I'm too much of a pussy to cheat.
Trust me, I want to.
Yeah, I wish.
I'll ruin
wish
a relationship in a million other ways.
I will. I'll try. All right. Next question. This one. Oh, wait. So final advice was act like it's no big deal.
Act like it's no big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop being jealous.
Yeah. This guy, we'll call him Eric Clapton, wrote, recently I noticed that I had a bump on my penis. I told my mother and we went to the doctor. My doctor said it was just extra skin that grew on the inside of my shaft. My doctor said that it can be removed, but if I did get it removed, I might lose some length. While the bump doesn't hurt or cause any problems, I feel as though girls might be afraid of it. Like if they were sucking and this weird bump was just there. Do I keep the bump or remove it and risk losing some length? Thanks, Eric Clapton.
Is the bump on the tip?
No, I think it's on the shaft.
So how would it lose length?
Maybe they have to like cut off, like almost like slice off a cross section of his penis, and like it's kind of like a Jenga. Wow. When you remove one of the inside middle pieces, and then the rest of it just falls.
Only said I would probably remove it.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wouldn't want. I would rather not. I would rather have a smooth shaft than a bump.
But I would rather not remove it because it's like I don't want to have to go into penile surgery.
Yeah,
seems like there's a lot happening.
If there's anything wrong with my penis, I would take care of it immediately. Like, I haven't gotten my blood pressure checked. I haven't gone to the dentist.
Yeah.
I don't shower regularly.
Of course.
But if there was like an issue with my penis, it would be immediately dealt with.
Your penis is number one.
Yeah.
Your dick is the number one priority.
My dick controls me. It's yeah. my heart, mind, body, and soul.
So you want to treat it as such. Well, I'm sort of treating it so well that like I don't even want to go under the knife. I want to leave it as is in its natural state.
Yeah, but if its natural state is a little unhealthy, a little grotesque, I think my penis is my master and I will serve my master.
It's not unhealthy. It's just it's a bump.
It's extra skin.
Of course.
And does that result in, you know, freaking out some gals? Maybe there's a rumor spread about your penis all of a sudden.
Maybe it feels great.
You've got genital herpes. That's possible, too. Yeah. I really have to see your penis, buddy.
I'd like to see your dick.
Yeah.
Is that the song?
If I suck it, if I suck it and don't notice the bump, then we're good.
Maybe that's how you can floss. You can finally take care of your teeth and somebody else's penis in one.
Yeah, perfect. I'll just put toothpaste on it and then blow you.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Yeah. Should I get the guitar? Is that the song?
Okay, it's an oral hygiene song about oral sex. It's called, we don't know yet, but inspiration is striking.
You want to start?
Okay. Hey, girl, your teeth are looking a little yellow. So I have an idea, won't you get down there and fillet this fella? Put some cream on my shaft and go to town. I don't want your teeth yellow, gray or brown. I want them white and crispy and smooth and right. So why don't you suck my D tonight? Suck my dick while I have toothpaste on the shaft. I want to know that you're cleaning your mouth while you're cleaning my taft. William Howard, that's what I call it. He's the fattest president. So don't make a dent and don't make a spearmint. Rhino.
Dick is your toothbrush.
Alright, here we go.
My dick is your toothbrush and my balls are your floss. Get down on your knees cause your mouth looks like moss. And cum is Listerine, oh, if you know what I mean. You will have such good hygiene. Blow me tonight. I put Colgate on my dick. It's getting sticky, so suck it right quick. Blow me right now. I put Crest on my shaft. If you want, I'll stick it in your mom. Stop listening to the podcast.
Of course.
Of course.
Too late. That's a song by the worst dentist in the world. A molester, really. That was fun. That was a good one, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always starts off a little rough.
My dick is your toothbrush. My balls are the floss.
Yeah.
Come as Listerine.
Come as Listerine. I was excited when I had that in my head. I liked how you took it to presidents.
Yeah, well, William, I had to rhyme something Taft. With shaft.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
So Taft.
I was going to rhyme ass with it.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know.
So if I were you, get rid.
I
you would get rid
the
of the bump. Yeah, you get rid of the bump for some length.
I would shave off the bump,
and I would.
Well,
keep
I would get a second opinion. And be like, can you do this without losing the length? Is there a is there like a cosmetic surgeon that I can go to?
Yeah, because the way you're describing it right now, it seems like it seems physically impossible. Right. Like that's not how things work.
This dude's he's a quack. He's a hack. Yeah. And he wants to take a whack.
Yeah. So get your money back and get a second opinion. But I would leave the bump. Maybe it's good. Natural. It's like ribbed. Ribbed for yours.
That's something you can say to the girls when they pull out your penis and scream. It's ribbed for your pleasure! No!
Okay. Oh, we need another female singer-songwriteress.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis writes, I'm in a pinch that I think only crab claws can get me out of. I'm 19 years old and just moved to a new city. At my job at a toy store, I was trained by a guy I quickly started crushing on hard. He's a fucking dollar bill, a geeky speed skater that seems to enjoy the witty banter we share. We talk about everything all day, and he seemed to really enjoy talking to me, and we have lots in common and are both vegan and studying to be teachers. I really like him, but I'm only in the city until May. I feel like what we could potentially have would hurt too much to leave when I do, since I like him this much, and it's only been a few weeks, and I'm definitely not down for long distance. I think the best thing to do would be just to just enjoy this experience with him, and then break up amicably in a few months, assuming we last that long. So the thing is, I'm not sure if he's into me. I would think he is, except for the fact that he's 4 years older than me. He's still in university like me, but I feel like guys don't want to date younger girls. I have this huge complex about my age. I feel like guys won't even look at me seriously because I'm younger, even though I've been through quite a lot of shit in the past that made me grow up faster than other people my age. And I've been out of high school for 3 years. I'm from Montreal, so we finish when we're 16. So my question is, would he not want to date me because I'm younger? Does he see me as a child and has written me off as unfuckable? I really want to seize his cheese, but he's also my superior at work, and I wouldn't want things to get weird. And if I do go for it, how should I ask him out? I don't want to ask him out casually to hang out outside of work and have him just laugh me off, saying, as if I'd want to hang out with you, you pathetic teen. Help. Love, Alanis.
So much context.
So much info.
There's too much.
There's too much to tackle. Too much information.
What are you talking about?
So she has a crush on a guy. They're both vegan, and she thinks he's a geeky hot speed skater. Right. They talk a lot at work,
and she's worried about like they don't want to. She doesn't want to have an unhealth. She doesn't want to have a hard breakup, and she doesn't want to do distance. She also doesn't know if he likes her.
Right. So and he's what also. She's also afraid that guys don't want to date girls younger than them.
I mean, that's obviously fine.
Yeah.
We do. Everybody likes, guys like younger girls.
Why is that?
I think there is like they give the impression or like, you know, the, you think of like young, tight bodied, fresh faced,
mm-hmm.
There's something sexy about inexperience where you're like, oh, this person is like virginal. Yeah. Like
more pure.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys are disgusting. Yeah. But that's what we're thinking. And, and like, you know, young girls, it's sexy. It always is.
This is my theory on why people like young girls.
Okay.
Or maybe this is just why I like younger girls. Because there are different ways to have the upper hand in a relationship. You can be more attractive. You can be more smart. You can be more funny. You can be this. You can be that. And being older is a way of having like it's an indisputable objective way to have some sort of advantage in a relationship. Like you're going to take advantage, but you just want to look better to the girl. So like if I was 22, I couldn't necessarily get a really attractive 22-year-old because like, oh, we're the same age and now it's coming down to like other factors like attractiveness. And I was like, okay, I'm average in attractiveness. But as an average-looking 31-year-old, I'm more attractive to 22 to 25-year-olds because of my age.
Like, and you're knowledgeable because alive longer.
Yeah.
And I don't think you necessarily need to have an upper hand in any way, but I think I get what you're saying, which is like, they can admire something about you, which is that you're mature and older and you have a job.
Yeah, so I look better to younger girls than I do to girls my age.
Yeah, maybe that's because people have different value sets. Like, girls might admire things like stability and
the fact that you can hold down a job and your priorities are like focused towards health and success, and guys look at young and hot.
Right. And then so like that, what the girls look for, what the most ladies look for in a guy, guys just get with age.
Right.
Like it's hard to be stable and have a job and good stuff when you're right out of college.
Interesting.
So the what I have at age 31 is better than what I had at age 22.
But what you have right now is also attractive to 29 to 32 year olds.
Right.
But you're not into that.
Yeah.
You could like, I mean, the playing field is completely level. There's no like, you would have your advantage, the same advantage if you entered into a relationship with an older person now.
Right. I guess, I know, I wouldn't say 29 to 32. I would say like somebody older than me seems like, for whatever reason, a bigger red flag than someone younger than me.
Well, somebody, yeah, someone that's older than 31, maybe it's a little scary because you don't want to settle down at all.
Right.
And I think the stigma for an older woman is like,
they're on a biological timeline.
Yeah, they want to settle this. They want to lock this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their ovaries aren't getting any more fertile.
I feel like, I really think it's just that young girls have perkier tits.
I really do.
I really, really
when
think.
When you feel them, they're not saggy.
They're high up and they're soft and they're nice.
Yeah.
And they're good.
They're harder.
And they like
better.
Me because I'm 29 and I have a car.
I own a car. I've made enough cash to buy a car with it.
I have a used truck, so I'm desirable for that reason.
To them. So what would you tell this lady? One, don't worry. It seems like this
guy's overthinking into her. Every aspect of your life. You have a crush on your boss at work, and you're already planning your breakup.
Yeah.
Just relax. Relax. That's the John Gabris advice.
Oh, yeah. Just
John
chill
Gabris
out.
Say relax.
Guys like girls that are younger than them. Guys like girls that have similar hobbies and things about them. It seems like two vegans
would
get
along.
Guys
like girls that aren't speculating about every single aspect of a relationship. Just take this as a new experience.
Chill out.
Chill out. And do not overanalyze, overthink, or rush into anything.
So is it worth cutting it off before it even gets started, or is it worth seeing
nothing
it
has
through?
Started.
Yeah, it hasn't. Nothing has happened yet.
So I guess it's worth going slowly and letting things progress naturally rather than like going hard. Don't go ham on this thing.
Yeah. Should she ask him out? Is that okay for a girl to ask a guy out?
I think it's always okay for a girl to ask a guy out, but if she's like this neurotic, maybe she should wait and try to get a better sign from him if he's into her.
I wonder if, is that like a rule most girls still stick to? Is like, I will never ask a guy out? Or is that outdated, old-fashioned?
I feel like it's dated and old-fashioned, but at the same time, I've rarely been asked out by women.
Right. Is it because girls can get any guy they want, so it's like, I might as well just make myself available, and whoever wants it can ask me out?
I don't know. I guess like, also, I think asking people out in general is a little dated. I don't think, I mean, it doesn't happen that much. It's also casual. So maybe it is a little bit like a guy will say, like, instead of being like, I'd like to take you out and I've got this spot for dinner and we'll get drinks and I'll plan the whole thing. It's
right.
Like, hey, what's up? How are you? How are you? Let me find out about each other. And like, well, we should hang out sometime. I think that's been, definitely it's like an ebb and a flow.
How's
like,
are you getting questions like that on Text to Jake? How can I ask a girl out? Or a girl, how can I ask a guy out?
Yeah, there is a lot of things like, how do I, like, or actually it's a lot of, I can't tell if this person likes me. Should I ask them out? And the cool thing about that is you never, should I not say this?
No, you could say this
costs money.
If you want your personalized response from Jake, go to textjake.com. Still open for business. Jake is still dispensing advice. But his general advice right now is,
You never have to be like, you never have to send out a like, will you go out with me text. It can always just be like a let's hang out text. And then like based on their response, you know if they like you or not. If they're like, if they're deflecting, then, you know, no, they don't like you. If they're like saying like, yeah, maybe we can all go, like, and it's like they turn into a group thing, they don't really like you. But like the cool thing is like giving them that lob, just like let's hang out or let's do this thing, it like allows them to really passively accept or reject you.
Right. So if
you don't have to be like, hey, look, I like you and I'd like to take you out, because even if that person did like you, that text might like really throw them off.
Right. So maybe you could just be like, oh, we should hang out sometime.
Yeah. Like, what are you up to this weekend? This thing's happening. And then they could be like, oh, sweet, let's do it.
Right.
Whatever. There's lots of little tricks.
That's
each one costs $5. I'm going to be rich.
How rich?
I'm going to buy a 2006 Toyota Tacoma. That's how rich.
So if you need your own help, text jake.com at your service. What's the song for this person?
What did she's overthinking everything.
Yeah. Just chill out. Just relax.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. A little relaxing music.
Oh, okay.
I wish I knew how to play reggae.
Isn't it just strumming on the up? Oh, that's good.
I can't change chords.
That was very Jason Mraz-y. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I can keep this up for like the whole song.
It's too different than what you do.
I can't do it. Dude, you had to give me an hour to practice before you throw me into this gauntlet.
You're pissed. It's really, it sounds like it's the start of something.
Yeah, but then it's like, it's just so hard to keep upstroking. It's like, it goes against everything my fingers want to do.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll do it, but I can't sing anything this entire time. Well, I don't know how much this is going to piss people off.
Turn the mic more towards you. Yeah, what if God? All right. Pretty girl, you need to relax. To take a chill pill and lay on your back. So you gotta not make a big deal out of every little thing. Even though Jake can't sing, I wanna give him a try, cause I think he can. He can tell you how to relax to your man. You gotta chill out, enjoy the ride. Don't be cynical and don't be snide, cause girl.
I'll just change the chords. And girl, you gotta relax. Oh, God.
They're not all going to be balls come Listerine. Like, some of them will be a struggle and some of them will come well. And it's
I mean, number 41 by Dave Matthews wasn't written in the night.
Exactly. Rome wasn't built in a single hour.
Yeah.
So, overall, chill. And you'll have fun.
Yeah.
And I think this guy likes you.
Has anybody ever overdosed on chill pills?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And thank one more sponsor, and then we'll be back with our break. BRB.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's betterhelp.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Break time. Thoughts on my pants?
They are very, very hip. They're hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too hip?
They're too hip for me. If you're comfortable in them, then that's great.
Yeah.
They don't look bad.
Sure.
They,
well,
I personally would never wear them.
Of course.
So, but they look fine on you. And personally, if I owned them, I'd kill myself. But you can pull them off. But for me, I want to douse them in gasoline while they're on you and burn them. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear that you don't like them. Here's the story. I went into a store that has like cool clothes, mm-hmm. clothes that cool people wear.
Right.
That not necessarily I own. Like mm-hmm. I own regular clothes. And then this place is like, yeah, this is like the medium is tight on the shoulders and then like goes way past your dick. Like those are the shirts. They're
right.
sort of baggy in some places. And then I tried on the pants and they're tight around my calves. And baggy around my crotch. They have a drop crotch, which I guess is like a thing now.
They're drop crotch joggers.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
But they don't have a cuff
but
at
they're
the
not,
bottom.
Yeah, they're not like a, they're sort of like a fancy pants version of the jogger
yeah.
because it doesn't have the elastic cuff.
So
it's like, it's pleated. It looks like, I was saying it looks like jockey pants.
Yeah, right? Like a horse riding pant. Here's what I don't mind. I don't mind the tightness around the calves. They're fine. I enjoy the slim fittedness. I don't understand the bagginess around the crotch. That's a thing now.
Yeah.
Dropped crotch.
I don't want to say I'm not going to do it I'm never going to do it because then like I can imagine just eating my words in a year and
yeah.
you remembering that I said it. But I really, 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 really don't think I'm going to do it.
But it feels like this, everything is like that. Like, oh, I feel uncomfortable buttoning my shirt all the way up. And then you do it.
Yeah, that's true. But I think there's different levels of cool. Like this is not the kind, I mean, there are different fashions in every single like walk and facet of life.
Yeah.
And this is not one that I'm.
What is this type of cool?
I don't know. Like,
is it like British teenagers?
Yeah, it's too young. It's British teenagers.
Yeah.
Urban high schoolers.
Yeah, that's what it is. Urban high schoolers.
So
it makes it look like I'm sagging when I'm not. My pants are pulled up all the way, and then the fabric below my penis extends like 4 inches below where it should end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everything below that point is tight.
Really, really tight.
Yeah, very tight.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to give them a spin today.
Why not?
See what happens.
You did spend $400 on them.
That's well, I got them. They're on a special sale. It was 125%. This place is so cool. They chart the
they
sales.
Jack up the prices.
Yeah, and then you're like, holy shit.
And as you're checking out, they show you all the places you could have gotten it for cheaper, and you have
can't.
To be cool with it.
Yeah, they're like,
you can't, if you even stutter or like don't smile during that part, they won't sell you the pants.
It is funny. Like some stores are so expensive, and I guess the people there are just desensitized to it. It's like, yeah, so this is a sweater that we have and it's $450. And like, what am I supposed to react to that? Just like, cool, cool, yeah. And I can't just like, be like, clearly
clothes,
I'm not going to spend rent on sweater.
I think with clothes, it's that's normal because like it's all about the quality and the care they took to make them. Like there's only this many sweaters and they were all like done by hand by this designer and they're like they're comfortable and they fit really well.
Yeah.
But then like you'll go into some like boutique store that sells bullet whiskey for $52 and you're like, I know I can get this at the grocery store down the street for $30.
But it doesn't have a handmade label.
Dude, like
tied just, with a little rope.
With things that are like so with things that are, you know, subjective or something like clothes, you're like, oh, okay, I understand charging more because like this tastemaker made it. But then there are also things that just get jacked up for no reason because like Meyer's hand soap is more expensive at a boutique grocery store than it is at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
They know that you got the disposable income to yeah. spend a little bit more on soap. It's okay, dude.
It's not. I'm going to make my own soap. I really am. I think all it really takes is like egg whites and eucalyptus.
I think that's
and
soap.
And like you bake it or some shit. I think I'll just do it.
I'll either eat it or use it as soap. Yeah.
If I use like eucalyptus, egg whites.
Yeah. You're describing a frittata.
I'm serious. And then some, and then a little, and then candle wax.
No, that's a quiche.
That and a little bit of elbow grease. You just got yourself a bar of soap.
You can eat
it if you're in the shower and it's a little runny and you're hungry. You could eat the soap.
Yeah. And it's not soap. I think the ingredients to the soap are like you said, eggs, caramelized onions, leek, Gruyere cheese.
Yeah,
325 on high.
Right.
Let it sit.
You just scorch it in the skillet.
Yeah.
Douse the whole entire thing with Cholula and you're good to go.
Slice to a boil. We're almost done, but let's just get through one more question.
Yeah.
You know what we can do is the... did I send this meat to myself? The follow-up to the girl with the hickeys.
Oh.
I think I sent this to you.
You did.
Last week, can you explain what happened last week with the hickey question?
Last week, a girl asked if a guy comes to class with a hickey, what kind of guy is he? And is it, I don't even fucking remember, actually. She was so all over the place.
She was, like, very into this guy. And he's like, he has hickeys. Like, does that mean he's not interested in me? I still want
to. He thinks he's so cool because he makes out with whoever. He's so gross. How do I make out with him? How do I get him to like me?
Yeah. So she sent us a follow-up.
Oh, I have it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for answering my question. I was hoping you could answer this question for me as well because I'm not sure who else to turn to. I'm not asking you to address it on your podcast. I'm just hoping you can give me a little follow-up advice because I'm always second guessing myself.
Yeah. It shows. Continue.
I know perfectly well that he doesn't like me that way from his behavior and that I'm not his type. But I was thinking, if the opportunity for me to kiss him came up, should I just go for it? I want to be seen as girlfriend material, and I'm not sure if me kissing him out of the blue in his dorm room would make me like that girl he's just friends with since he's made out with her randomly in her dorm room. Any advice would be totally amazing.
So after telling this girl that she's probably really, really into this guy and she won't admit it to herself, she's like, you know what? You guys are right. I don't want to date him anymore. That being said, I would like to be girlfriend material.
And I want to kiss him.
Can I kiss
him? If the opportunity arises.
Of course. I'm not going to force the issue.
Should I kiss him?
If we're at a party and he's drunk and
he's out of my mind, I'm over it. How do I kiss him? And if I do, is that too bad? Am I just going to be seen as a friend? Because I love the guy.
This guy's obviously a player. I'm not interested. That being said, I do want to be girlfriend material to him, and is kissing him the way to do that?
All right. Cool, guys. Thanks for the advice.
Quick follow-up.
You're right. Quick follow-up to the follow-up. I really, really, really need to kiss him.
Still not interested?
You're going to just do what you do, girl. We can't advise you anymore.
You clearly love him. You clearly want to kiss him.
I just think, why don't you just hook up with him? You don't have to be girlfriend material. You like him. You don't love him. You don't want to be his girlfriend. You're just intrigued by him.
Yeah,
kiss him, and it's fine, and you don't have to like him after that.
Maybe he's got hickeys. Maybe you can give him hickeys.
Yeah, why don't you just kiss him and see what kind of kisser he is, and that's it.
Yeah, and I feel like he'd go for it at most parties if this guy really is a player pimp.
I just don't think, like, she's upset preemptively because she wants to be his girlfriend. Like, you haven't even kissed him yet.
Yeah.
Why don't you just take it one step at a time and see, like, explore that road, and then see if you still want to be his girlfriend after you kiss him and engage with him a little more.
I don't think she wants to be his girlfriend. I think she just wants to be sexual with him. I don't think she has, like, a
real... She wants to be seen as girlfriend material.
Yeah, but I don't think she does. I think she just, all this stuff is just trying to get him to kiss her, to kiss him.
Why don't you just be okay with the fact that you just want to get boinked by this player?
Is a crush always physical, or can you have a crush on someone you're like, I really just want to be in a relationship with this girl?
I think,
or is it always just like, crush is just lust?
It depends. Yeah, crushes are always luscious.
Oh, crusts are lusts.
Yeah. So, but I think you like, it depends how heavy the crush is, because if it's emotional and physical crush, you'll like invent the entire world around you guys and really fall in love with this person, which isn't fair to that person because you're projecting so much onto them.
You want so badly this thing that they don't even think or know about.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. And they, and you could be so far behind, like you could have not even spoken to this person.
Exactly.
Right.
You invent a very elaborate story in your head.
So
you're writing a movie that no one else has the script to.
Which is, I guess, how most movies work.
That's true.
Yeah. So there's
so you go have ahead.
That. You have that going for yourself. So what's the song advice for her? Is it a good old fashioned "You Do You"?
Yeah, that sounds like a nice idea. It's sort of like a rap then.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is gonna close us out. He's back to reggae. He knows it didn't work, but he doesn't care.
All right, wait. Let's find a rap beat.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. The scratching.
Does it sound rappy?
No. Yeah. So, girl, you do you. No matter if you're a Christian, Muslim, or Jew, you gotta do what you feel and not what you don't. You gotta do what you think and not what you won't. Yeah, all right. You obviously can't control your emotions at all, so don't pretend to be short if you're small. Don't pretend to be medium if you're tall. Just do what you want and you won't fall. All right.
Girl, yeah, okay. Girl, here we go. All right.
Oh, God, your jaw's open. You're struck.
Hey, girl.
You're an all-star.
You gotta do you, girl.
Excuse you.
Yo, girl. Yeah.
I hate this.
Yo, girl.
Oh, this is the worst.
Oh. Here it is. Yo, girl. Do you. Yo, girl.
Oh, fuck.
Just do it. Yo, girl. Do you.
Oh, I hate this. Girl. you're the worst person.
Yo, girl.
Close your mouth.
Yeah.
Close your
mouth. Yo, girl.
You're eating an imaginary sandwich.
Yo, girl. Yeah,
oh Lord.
Yeah, girl.
I hate this. Yeah. Yeah. What is this? It's like Bobcat Goldthwait.
That guy's name was Carmen.
What does that mean?
He's my rap alter ego. Yeah, girl. Yeah. Yeah, girl.
My least favorite person on earth. We're out of time. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, or Facebook thumbnail submissions, send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was written by one Mike Graham, and this closing theme song was written by Jake and Michael. Two dudes, one with a heart of gold, the other with a dick of coal.
Whoa, yeah. Like his mother.
If you can imagine. All right, cool. We'll be back soon. Later, guys.
Toad.
Show guaranteed to be hashtag dope. Two Jews giving advice. Don't forget to follow USA Rice and seize the cheese if you really please. Hey ho, let's go. The If I Were You Show.
Sheesh, y'all. 'Twas a theme.
Hey, this is Greg Fitzsimmons, host of Fitzdog Radio on Podcast One. Join me and my guests, such as John Hamm, Zach Galifianakis, Jimmy Kimmel, Carolla, Hardwick, Rogue, and all the big guns are with me. We talk about what it's like in Hollywood, behind the scenes, the real deal, the rage against middle age. Fitzdog Radio on Podcast One, the home of podcasting.